Yeah,
Thank you for calling customer service. This is Simone. How may I assist you?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what this company's about because I got charged for something that I don't even know what I got charged for.
Alrighty, I'll be glad to assist you. Now, this is a third-party call center that serves over 300 products. So the only way that I'm able to see what product exactly it is that you're giving us a call about is if I first get some information from you, starting with your zip code.
98404.
98404.
Yep.
And may I have your first and last name, please?
Roberto Cavazos, C-A-V, like in Victor, A-S-O-S.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify your shipping address?
Well, I don't know what address they would have. I moved, so.
All right, well, you can verify the email address or the phone number that's on file.
253-753-5344, and the email would be sold out, S-O-L-D, four, hold on, S-O-L-D-O-U-T, four, the number four, Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, one, at hotmail.com.
Alrighty, thank you for that. So I do see that on the 20th of March, there was an order placed for the Melody Pods and the 1 year warranty. The pods, you only pay shipping and handling of
What is it?
$7.92. It was the Melody Pods 12 with the smartwatch with shipping insurance. So the watch, you had the watch and then the pods. I mean, the 1 year warranty. Now the 1 year warranty was $18.94. That's a one-time charge. There's no need for nothing else to be charged as far as that charge is considered. Now the $7.92 for those other charges was just shipping and handling for those products. The pods are
Yeah, but
compatible with Androids and iPhone products.
I got those already. So my question is, why did they charge me again?
Okay, so the charges that you see in the $69.97, $59.97 is a one-time charge. It is for the full, if that's the full price of both the pods and the watch. And I'll say in outside conditions, if we don't receive a call back within 14 days from the day that the order was first made, saying that, hey, like, you weren't satisfied with the
What?
product or you no longer want it, then you are to be billed the full price for that product. And as stated before, it is a one-time charge. Now, what I can do for you is give you a 35% refund on both of those charges and keep the watch and the pod because the watch
So
is.
you guys send me, okay, so you guys get the deal, it's supposed to send the shipping and handling. I get the watch and the phone, I mean the iPods. And then if I do decide to keep them where I didn't see none of that was anywhere inside of the promo deal or anything, I would have never kept them.
Yes, there it is in our terms and conditions, though.
What do you mean? No, that is robbery. That's what that is. You guys tell us that you say you only have to pay for shipping and handling, and then what? You're gonna tell me later on that we charge you guys full price for those things?
Well, there it is in our terms and conditions
Nowhere,
that you have
anywhere
to
did I
agree
see
to.
any of that.
Now, the best that I can do is give you a 50% refund on both of those charges, and you can keep both the watch and the earbuds, because if you do choose to return them, then you'll still have to wait to
Those ain't
receive your
even real.
refund.
First of all, they're not even real AirPods. Those things are not even.
I
Oh my
said
God, I can't
earpod.
believe you guys.
They are they. That's what they
Well,
are.
I gotta
They
get the backup.
earbuds.
But yeah.
I can give you a 50. Like I said, I can give you a 50% refund on both of those charges, and you can keep both of those products. But if not, and you choose to return them, then you won't be able to receive a refund until after the products have been received, and it will be minus a restocking fee of those products.
So 50% you can give me if I decide
Yes,
to keep.
sir.
And if I did decide to send them back, did I have to wait till you guys get them? Then you
Yes,
guys
sir.
do the process of refunding?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so she's saying that if
Yeah.
we send them back, that they have to wait until that process gets done before I can get the money back. I wanted the AirPods. I don't need the watch. But she says she can get 50% discount on both of them. What would that be?
Okay, so 50% of the $69.97 would be $34.98, and then 50% of the 59 97 would be $29.98. So it'd be 50% refund on both of those charges.
All right, we'll do that. Because I gave my brother that watch for his birthday, and I used the pods. That is just garbage that you guys, not you. So I'm saying to you, ma'am, I'm saying that's garbage that your company did that.
Yes, I do understand your frustration, but I am issuing you these 50% refunds, and you should receive.
And
you should be receiving refund confirmation email to the email address that we have on file for you. Okay.
Okay.
It normally takes 3 to 5 business days for these to post to your account. However, depending on your financial institute, there's a possibility that you could see them before then. But I have issued you both refunds in amount of $34.98 and $29.98 for both of those products. And you should have received, like I said, the refund confirmation emails entitled "Your Refund is on the Way" to the email address that we have on file for you, which is soldoutforjesus1@hotmail.com.
Yep. It's all right. Sold out, the number 4 and the number 1.
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. So later.
All righty. Well, I have taken care of that for you, Mr. Roberta. And I do appreciate you for giving us a call here at Customer Service. And I hope that you have a wonderful night.
You too, ma'am.
Thank you.
Oh, I'll be